So that you can tell from my name that I was not born in America. I actually came to America in 1994, huh? And the reason is that my dad was imprisoned by the communists after the fall of South Vietnam. And beginning in 1989, the U.S. government allowed those who were mistreated by the war to seek asylum and to seek a new opportunity to come over here. So I came over to the United States October of 1994. And before the age of the internet, like where you have Google and where you can search everything, I literally did not know any English at all, right? I still remember my first week in class, I needed to use the restroom so bad, but I didn't know how to ask for permission. I stood up and I went out and I got in trouble, right? So I said, dang it, I'm gonna learn how to ask for permission to use the restroom. So literally, you have to open the dictionary and you have to search for the words. So my first few words that I learned it that, can I go to the restroom? You know, so life is not easy, but one of the most consoling moment that I received in my first year in the United States was when I received my first communion. I was the oldest kid in the whole class because when we were granted permission to come over, we did not know when it's gonna happen. So we were in that waiting period. And so even though I already went to class in Vietnam, my parents didn't know when we were going to fly over to the United States. So I missed that chance of receiving my first communion with the rest of my class in Vietnam. So when I went to the U.S., I had to wait for the whole year because usually first communion happened in May, right? So I waited and I waited and I wanted to receive Jesus so much. I wanted to receive Jesus so much, but I had to wait. And I remember my first communion, I was in ecstatic joy because that was my one consolation throughout that first year of hardship. We all know that English is not an easy language to speak, right? It's not. Because unlike Spanish, where we have the vowels A, E, I, O, U, right? Everything stayed. An A is not always an A in English, right? The alphabet never is the same, right? And so English is a very hard language to learn. And I remember when I first learned English, before the age of Duolingo and all the app, I turn on the TV and I watch Barney and Power Rangers to learn English, right? So it was a very hard year. And the one thing that consoled me through all of that is that God was with us. So my children, this is what I want you to remember. I'm not gonna stay here and tell you that life is going to be easy. You already know, especially if you have to translate for your parents, right? I had to fake my parents' voice to call in and pay the bills, right? I had to be the translator for my parents. Life is not going to be easy. You already experienced it for many of you. And I'm going to tell you now that life is not going to be easier. Because life is hard. Okay, so whoever is telling you that somehow if you have faith, it's all gonna work out, it's all gonna be dandy and nice, they're lying to you. Okay, the truth is that life is going to be hard, but you and I can look at life at a constant set of roadblocks or obstacles and stumbling blocks to give up. Or we can look at all those opportunities at moments to grow. And God is with us, even when it gets hard. And how is God is with you, my children? It's that each and every Mass you go to, and when you and I are in the state of grace, we get to receive our beloved, Jesus. At each and every Mass, when we go, and we're in the state of grace, you will hear the priest said, this is my body, this is my blood given up for you. No one else. For you. How much Jesus loved you and loved me that he is willing to give his everything to us. Not symbolically, but in a very real way through the sacrament of the Eucharist. St. Alphonsus de Liguori once said that only God, who is radically in love with us, could ever imagine doing such a thing. Do you see the president willing to live with the poor people? Please, he's stuck behind the White House. Do you see any politician willing to be among the people who suffer and who going through trials? No, they come out, they campaign, and they win the seat, and they go to Washington, D.C., right? They're all saying the nice things. But imagine, God, who created not only the earth, not only the solar system, not only the Milky Way galaxy, but 33 billion plus galaxies, creator of the whole universe, chose to humble himself to be with us. God really loved you, my children, and loved me with that unconditional and self-giving love. So, as you will get older, especially when you go to middle school, high school, and in college, and you grow older in life, there will be many people who tell you what you have to be in order to fit in. They will tell you that you have to be a somebody, and you have to be a social media influencer on TikTok or Instagram or whatever to be accepted by all. They're all liars. Why? Because if you and I just live for the views or for the people that like us, the people who quickly like us will be the one who abandon us when it gets hard. I want you to think about it. Do all your homies at school, do they stay with you when you get in trouble? No, they scatter, right? Those ain't real homies, right? They're all fake people, right? So in life, there'll be a lot of people who will want us to become what they want of us so that we can fit in. But it's okay, my children, not to fit in. We do not have to be a somebody to be loved by God. You're already loved by him. You are his beloved. So I want you to remember that, my children, that you're already loved by God, and you do not need the approval of this world to fit in. And all you and I will only need in this world that give our everything back to him who loves us. So I'm asking you, let this not be your first communion and your only one. You understand me? Do not let this be your first communion and your only one. Receive communion with great love, with great joy. And my parents here too, make all the means so that your children receive communion regularly. Don't just show up for the first communion, have the party, and get drunk. Right? But bring your children to communion so that they receive the one who loved them. You and I will come and go, right? Our life in this world is finite. It'll come to an end one day. But the treasure that we can leave to the future generation of the church is that treasure of faith. By bringing them to church, right? And allowing them to be loved by Jesus Christ. And allow them to receive Jesus Christ at each and every Mass. So if you and I are not living a life of faith, then what are we giving to our children? A new PS5, a new Xbox, a new Nintendo Switch, a new phone? There'll always be something new that your children will want. But the only thing that will satisfy them is Christ Jesus. So, at the end of the day, my children, I want you to remember that. Remember the joy that you receive when you will first receive Jesus today. Never forget that. And remember that even in your hardest day, Jesus still loves you. He's not going to make everything perfect, but He will give you the strength to overcome them. I'm still here today, and I'm grateful. I'm not going to say that my time in America have been great, right? But I'm so grateful that I'm here in America. And now I'm in the military, right? So being a priest in the military means that I have to be physically fit. So those of you who go to the 5 p.m. Saturday Mass will hear me say this: I do not like to run. Or do I like to do push-ups or sit-ups? But I have to meet the standard that the military give me. So the one thing that was given to me by my military training instructor is that, suck it up, buttercup. Life ain't gonna be easy. Suck it up, buttercup. Right? And it's not gonna be easy, but we have to persevere. So I'll end my homily today by sharing with you the one word that we often hear. So I also speak Spanish, right? So the one word that we often hear in Spanish love song is that, how can I survive without you? The word like sobrevivir, right? So to survive, or the word sobrevivir come from a composition of two smaller words, right? Sopre is above. Vivir is to live. So to survive, it means to live above whatever going on right now. There will be days that we will live. There will be days that we survive. But do not give up, right? Do not give in. Stay strong, persevere, because the grace of God is with you, and He will continue to give you sufficient grace to overcome everything, because He is faithful and He loves you.